Mysterious spires of concrete rise from the ground, heralding the sculpture garden. What are these stone trunks? Could they be relics of a civilization long extinct? Or perhaps college students who came here to study long ago, turned to stone by a local curse? These 10-ton concrete structures are actually a landscape architecture project created in the early 1960s. Professor Jack Squire, who guided students through the process, intended to teach his students how to conceive of such sculptures, design them, and install them in the landscape. Students poured their own time and money into the effort. They were involved in all aspects of the project, both planning and construction, from start to finish. The students creating these sentinels did not know their work would become a focal point of the Arboretum. Back in the 1960s, this portion of Cornell's campus was an abandoned pasture. The sculptures are now in the heart of a lush arboretum. Many of the trees around the sculptures are part of the urban tree collection. One tree, the Kentucky coffee tree, litters the ground beneath it with what look to be large pea pods. Another tree, the sweet gum, has beautiful star-shaped leaves and unique spiky fruit at the end of the season. What do each of these sculptures look like to you? Try looking at them from different angles, at different times, or even in different seasons. What would you think, stumbling across these sculptures in the middle of a forest? What stories can you invent about their origin? To learn more about the Arboretum, look for signs near the Urban Tree Collection, Houston and Grossman Ponds, and the Oak Collection to hear more about each of these areas.